Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. I am your host, Kira Graves, and this is my lovely friend, Kayla.
Hi, how are you?
They can't respond. They can't respond.
Well, they could. This is role play.
Crickets.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
So today, Kayla's going to be doing some ASMR. It's your lucky day. I know you've always wanted that.
I'll start to get a little normal after we get more talking.
So do you want to do a little intro in case people don't know you?
Sure.
Just like, what do you do?
That's a good question. I'm trying to figure it out.
Who are you?
My name's Kayla. Kayla Zulacruso. Is that my hashtag now?
Yes.
Yeah. I just got married a couple months ago. So,
yay.
Kayla Zulacruso. I am, I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
Finding my way. I did body positivity and self-confidence and body confidence for a very long time. I kind of grew on TikTok from that. And this past year, I've kind of like stepped away from it. And I am currently doing like autumnal, seasonal, cozy vibes, like dark academia and all the fun things. And I'm just having fun. I'm just here.
You're just existing.
I'm just existing.
You're just doing your witchy shit, man.
I am.
Another witchy. All my guests have to be witchy.
Love that.
So that's like literally a prerequisite. And you're already hitting the mark.
We're witchy bitches.
Yeah. What I'm curious though is, are you gonna keep making autumn content when it's not autumn?
I love like seasonal stuff. So okay. Halloween's my season. My birthday is October 27th. Scorpio. It's who I am. It's my favorite time of year. Like I start I start decorating and getting into the mood in like August. And not because I'm trying to like rush any of the seasons away, but fall is literally like the shortest season.
It is.
And it makes me sad because it's like I get seasonal depression like towards the end of summer. I get a little too warm. I love the summer. I love the heat, but sometimes it gets a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little too much. And we only get like a month, especially here, we only really get like a month.
I know.
Of fall weather. It goes from like super hot, we get a little bit of chilly, and then we get winter for like 8 months.
Oh,
it's the worst. So I just start getting in the mood a little earlier just so I can enjoy it more, you know?
I love that. I love
that.
It's so fun. Yeah. You got to do what makes you happy.
It makes me so happy.
Period.
Like my home right now, like it's spooky.
I love your home.
Cozy, and it just feels like the way it should be.
Yeah. No, when I walked in there, it made complete sense. I was like, yep, this is Kayla's home for sure. 100%.
Love that.
Love like the witchy like wall in your living room with the green wall. Oh my god, I love that color.
Literally, I've gotten so many questions on like the paint color of it because it's just
such a good color.
And I think we're gonna paint a little more of that green color because that was like the first thing that we started if you don't know, I tried to do the clean girl thing. I tried minimalistic, like neutral color decor. Because you see it all over, like, Instagram and TikTok. And it's, like, what's really successful right now. Like, a lot of creators who are doing well. Like, that's, like, especially, like, in fashion. Because I do, like, a lot of mid-size and, like, plus-size fashion. And I'm, like, I just thought that's what my home was. I was using my home as, like, a backdrop for my content. I'm, like, this is what my stuff is supposed to look like. And it bummed me out. I got real depressed.
Yeah.
And I love seeing it, like, for other people. Like, if that's who you are. Amazing.
Great.
For me, I'm like, this is just like not what my home is supposed to look like. So we started with that wall. We painted it. It's called Northwoods by Bear Paint. Stunning. It's like a rich evergreen. And we're doing like a gallery wall. So we just got like little trinkets and mirrors, and it's doing so good. So we're kind of expanding that throughout the rest of the house now.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait to see it. It's perfect for all your witchy shit, you know. Do you have like a witchy room?
So I have like our front room. It is, we kind of renovated it, and it was going to be originally like my content studio. So we painted it like this neutral, like beige color and everything. And it has like a neutral carpet and white, whatever. Like,
yeah, white
fireplace,
walls, white,
whatever.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of money doing that. And so now we're kind of at a point where it's like, okay, I kind of want to keep that color because I'm kind of using it as like my spirituality room, like a place where I can go in my home to like relax, get away from everything. So I think I'm gonna keep everything like that and then kind of move my witchy stuff in there and just have it as like I have like a little altar space. So I think that's just gonna be like what that room is for me.
Yes.
And I'll film content in there too. It's just, you know.
Yeah. And they say like when you meditate and like or do spells or whatever you do, they say to have like a sacred space.
Yes, just which for you.
I don't have that. Like my whole apartment is kind of like a sacred space.
Of course it is.
Because like I will not let any like weird energies come in here. Like that's for sure.
Except for me.
Well, except for Kayla. Today's the exception. Yeah. Kayla's the only weirdo that gets. No, I'm kidding. You have to be a weirdo to come in here, seriously.
Well, like the good
weirdos
thing.
Weirdos only.
Altar spaces, like the good thing is that like it doesn't need to be like your altar space could be a windowsill. Like your little spot that you have out there with like your that is like an altar space for you.
Okay.
Like it doesn't need to be like
good enough.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be this whole thing. It's more of like an intentional like how you feel about it and like what it's used for. It's like a spot that you have just for like that kind of stuff. You cleanse it like regularly and keep your like tokens there that make you feel like when you ground yourself and do whatever and like that's like what that is.
Okay,
you're doing great.
Well, then I literally have that. Like
you do, of course.
Okay,
you do.
I don't even have to worry. Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys how we met. And I feel like I already like kind of told the, because I made a Coachella vlog and like you saw Kayla in the Coachella vlog.
Yeah, we got lost.
Oh my god, it was so scary. But yeah, we met at Coachella. Kayla is also with the same management. And we are the only like Canadians on that trip, and so we flew there, and then we met.
They literally booked our plane seats together.
Yeah, our seats were together, so they already knew that we were gonna get along. Like they really did.
They
had a feeling.
I'll give them that. They knew exactly.
They had a feeling. And like immediately into the plane ride, like 5 minutes into the plane ride, we're already like trauma dumping.
Oh yeah, it was so good.
And then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to like this girl. Like slay.
So this is my childhood trauma. This is why I am the way I am.
It was great. It was like, so that's good. Like, that's the kind of company I love to keep.
Well, when we're like sitting next to someone you don't know for like, what is it, 6 hours to get somewhere, you better hope you're comfortable with them.
Oh,
we're like, let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah.
We're good.
Thank God. Yeah. It's like, I need you to know like the most fucked up shit about my family. Just so we're like good, like now you know where I'm coming from and why I have like certain like triggers. Like there was this man,
the guy who was taking our tickets to get on the plane.
Yes,
I forgot about that.
And he was like,
I've never seen you so mad since then. That's like the only time I've seen you like so mad.
I was really triggered. And, like, I just let it out. Like, I fully let it out in front of Kayla.
He was so passive-aggressive for no reason.
He was, so basically it was, like, I was supposed to board in, like, group 5 and you were group 2 or something like that.
Yeah, we were next to each other, though.
Yeah, and so they're like, okay, so only, like, groups 1 and 2 can board the plane. And Kayla was group 2. And she was just like, well, why don't we just, like, go up together because you're sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And so we go up and he's like, well, you guys are adults. You can read that we're only doing group 1 and 2. We're not children, right, ladies? And, like, he was just...
But you just... You know, like, when you need to be up here. You know. But he sounded like it sounded like he had, like, a pleasant tone, but it just wasn't. And
we,
I was so
we
confused.
Knew the undertone.
I was confused. I'm like, wait, what has happened? Because you like were so sweet, and I'm like, wait, am I misreading this? And she and you're just like, absolutely, totally. No, we got the vibe. I'm like, am I misreading this? I'm like, what is happening right now?
And then as soon as we like start walking down the like hallway to go to the plane, I'm like, fuck that guy, motherfucker.
I was like, oh, okay, I'm caught up.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, okay. didn't catch the vibe, but now I get it. And then I just had to be like, yeah, you know, like, it is what it is. This is how I am, man.
And I was like, oh, I like her. This is good.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, Coachella.
So Coachella was great. It was great because we were together.
We were. We were together.
Yep.
In a beautiful house.
Oh, my gosh.
A beautiful house.
The last day was the best. Where we could like, just like...
We pooped where Kylie Jenner pooped. What?
Shit.
Oh my God.
We're celebs. We share the same water pooping bowl.
That really... That Kylie Jenner. And Demi Lovato. Oh my, don't forget
Demi. Oh, Demi Lovato.
Our queen.
Don't forget her.
We love her.
Holy shit. Them?
I think... Because they said they wanted... Like, they represented as like they. But then they kind of came out and were like tired of...
Tired of they, them.
Just like tired of like having to correct everyone, and that just kind of came to a point where like I don't care.
Oh, okay.
So just
that's kind of like me.
Just got fed up. Just like I am what I am. Call me what you want to call me.
Period. That's me. Yeah, that's what I do.
That is literally you.
Because, like, I got so tired, too. I'm like, oh, you guys are never going
to
get it.
No, and it's just, it's not people you need to be putting your energy into. If they don't, they don't need to.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah. I'm curious to, like, hear about your TikTok journey.
Oh.
Because.
TikTok.
Only if you want to talk about
it. No, we can talk about TikTok.
And, like, you know, like, how you feel now about it and, like, your content and, like, yeah.
TikTok and I have a deep and complicated relationship. There's a lot of love-hate.
I get it.
I mean, anyone who, like, creates on TikTok, like, just kind of gets where I'm coming from. But it brought me a lot of opportunities. It's great because, like, anyone can create on TikTok. Like, you don't need to have a following. Like, the For You page will just randomly push out a video. Like, if you have one video that goes viral, you'll get a following. And then you can just kind of, like, build from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just, like, it's getting very oversaturated.
It is.
There's a lot going on. The algorithm really, like... And there's been, like, proof. Like, people who have worked for TikTok have even said, like, they choose what kind of content gets pushed out, like, which months.
Oh, wow.
And, like, really? That's why certain people always do well and other people just kind of fall off the map. It's, like, a thing.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that there's some, like, weird algorithm stuff going on and it doesn't all really make sense.
You can't really do anything. Like,
about just, it. Yeah.
And it's, like, you always have to do, like, what's trending. And for me, that just gets boring. Like, trends are fun if, like, I'm, like, I find a way, like, I know how I could use this for whatever kind of content I'm making. But I don't want to be, like, I have to make this just so I can stay relevant. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And it's, because I don't know how different it is with YouTube. Like, I don't make a lot of YouTube yet, but because I have like over 400,000 followers on TikTok, but I only reach like regularly, I would say like my average viewpoint per video is like between 2,000 and 5,000. And it's not even all of my followers. It's typically like 60% non-followers. So you don't really reach the people you follow. And because when people swipe on the For You page, they just hit follow. Like if they like one person's content, but when you're like the majority of people on TikTok literally follow thousands of people.
Yeah.
So if you're only spending a couple, like let's say 2 hours a day scrolling for whatever reason and you're following to like you're there's no way you can see everyone you follow. And it's like it's harder to build like relationships where like people want to like find you and come back to you and like as opposed to, like with a YouTube channel, like I have so many YouTubers that I love and I'm like I crave watching those specific people, so I'll go and search them and watch their videos. Yeah. It's just a very different platform.
And do you feel like your like that has changed a lot since you started on TikTok? Like, was it different when you started on TikTok? Was it more community based? Like.
Yeah, it was. And it was kind of weird because like I first started when a lot of people did. It was like during COVID, like right at the beginning. I'm like, I'm bored. I'm like, I can't believe I'm downloading this stupid app.
Yeah,
and I just started making stuff. And I definitely had, I think within the first couple months, I reached like 100,000. And it was like all the same people. Like it was all the same people commenting. Like I knew my followers. I knew like I had like relationships with them, like relationships with them.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like I still have those couple people, but. And I get that people kind of move on and find new people and you just don't always keep up. But it's harder to feel like a community-based thing. And it's also, like, very selective with people. There's no, like, one way for it to work, if that makes sense.
Like,
every creator on TikTok has a different experience with followers and, like, stuff like that. If you're trying to pay attention to that kind of thing, it's...
Yeah, you're kind of just, like, crossing your fingers.
Yeah.
You're, like, putting content out there. And, like, as long as you feel good about it, that's all that matters. And
yeah.
You can't control, like, how many people are going to see it. You can't control the outcome. So just, like, as long as you feel good about your content, then that's it. Like,
yeah.
That's all you can do.
Honestly, I kind of use it for shit posting these days. It's just, like, I try to... I film stuff. If I like it, I'll throw it on there.
Yeah.
At some point, I think I'm kind of like stepping back from TikTok and focusing more on Instagram and YouTube because it is more like community based. Like you reach people who genuinely like the stuff you're making and they just stick with you. And it feels like smaller, but not like in a bad way. Small. Just.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it's also like I've noticed that different content does well on different platforms.
Absolutely.
So for me, like I've been making a lot of like body confidence content on Instagram.
We love that.
And
it does good.
People on Instagram love that shit. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because Instagram has been such a like, honestly, it has a bad rap for being like really toxic to
Facetune
young girls. Just honestly, everyone.
Facetune is so bad on Instagram.
Yeah.
I've been through it. I was a victim of Facetune for a long time.
I used to have an app where I would like, you know, move my waist in. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just the thing because you just felt, like, so unbeautiful.
Not the right type
of
pretty.
Yeah.
And there's, like, on Instagram, you have to be a certain type of pretty.
Yeah.
Which is what it felt like. Like, you don't obviously have to, but...
Yeah, and I feel like people are so fed up with that they are really enjoying the opposite content now.
They're like, oh, my God, these people look like me. This is, like, so nice.
Yeah. Like, just showing, like, real bodies, not edited. Let's see them.
Well, and even for me, like, I mean, when was I? I think it was late 2021. I came to, like, a revolution with myself, and I deleted all my editing apps. I vowed to, like, stop editing all my photos. I threw out $500 worth of makeup because I got to a point where I didn't feel comfortable leaving the house without putting anything on. And I'm like, I know I need to do this. So for a while, I literally, all I did was, like, I brushed my brows, had a little bit of mascara and maybe some blush or something. And that's all I had for, like, 7 months until I got to a point where I was, like, genuinely, like, comfortable just seeing my own face. And then I started, like, it was, like, it was a whole thing.
Good for you.
It was really hard. But
yeah,
before that, I was still doing body positivity and stuff. And I always edited my body in photos.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I wanted to keep myself looking bigger, like, still, like, as a plus size or mid-sized person, whatever you want to call me. That's a whole thing. But I edited it so that I looked like the ideal, like, plus size model shape, where it's, like, you still kind of have a flat stomach. You have, like, hourglass and a big butt and big thighs, but you're still obviously a little bit bigger, while I'm like, I'm kind of apple. I carry a lot of my weight in my belly, and that's okay.
Slay.
I have, like, kind of smaller legs. It's, like, just very the opposite of what is the ideal plus size Instagrammer body. That took a toll.
I am so I'm so proud of you for doing that, because that's, like, you really told yourself, like, I'm gonna love you, bitch. You looked in the mirror and you're like, no, you know what? Like, I'm choosing to love myself right now, and I'm going to do all that I can to work on that. And, like, look at you now. Like,
it was hard.
I'm sure your confidence grew like crazy from that moment.
And it was just like the way I saw myself. It was so weird because, I mean, even when I was at home, if I wasn't leaving the house, I would still have makeup on. So even when I was only existing with myself, that was the only version of myself I saw. So that when I did take off my makeup, I saw it as, like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not pretty. Because that's how I was so used to seeing myself. So that when it went away, I wasn't normalized with seeing just myself as I am, which is a really weird feeling to, like, experience. Yeah. It was so odd. I spent a lot of time looking in the mirror, like, just at my face, which seems like it.
No, me too.
I feel like that could be, like, a good or a bad thing for certain situations where it's like, I could have done it too much. But I feel like for me, it was good to just, like, know what my face looked like and get comfortable with it. With my face.
Yeah. So you did it once you were on that journey of, like, getting rid of your makeup, deleting all your apps.
Yeah.
And that's when you started doing that. Yeah. Like, I feel like I would, because, like, I struggle with body dysmorphia and just, like, seeing my body in a different way, like, how it not isn't actually in real life.
Yeah.
I explain that weirdly. But, like,
no, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You see something else when you look in the mirror and not what you actually look like. And so that's been really, like, fucking with me, especially since I'm an ex dancer. Like, you know, our whole job was to look in the mirror and make sure that, like,
community.
But and then I just got into the habit of, like, staring at myself and, like, you know, just being like, oh, why isn't this the way I want it to be? But I found that for me, actually, stopping the obsessive mirror checking thing has been really helpful for me.
Good.
So it's interesting. It's like, it helps you to look in the mirror more.
For different, like, purposes,
for different reasons. Like,
it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Bodies are weird and beautiful. They're all, like, it's just, like, a weird, like, think about in the grand scheme of things. Like, I know so many people, like, put it into this perspective and you don't really think about it. We are in space. This vast space that we don't really know what's out there.
We're floating.
On this rock. And we just, like, happen to be here. And we're worried about, like, what our vessels look like. So, like, it's just, like, I feel like I had to put that into perspective of myself, like, so often. Because I'm just, like, it doesn't matter.
It literally doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter. Like, take care of yourself. Or, like, and you know what? Like, if you're someone who, like, it's hard to take care of yourself sometimes. Like, mental health is such a real thing. And if you're in a place where you're not able to, like, take care of yourself, whatever that means for you, I don't understand how that's such, like, a villainized thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's like we're all trying our fucking best out here.
We're just trying our best.
We have so many, like, expectations on us constantly from society, from our peers, from our family. Like, we're always trying to, like, feel like we need to fit mm-hmm. this standard. And like, yeah, the past like 3 years have just been me like unlearning all that shit. And I feel like that's probably what you did too, is just you had yeah. to unlearn shit and, you know, create new positive thoughts about yourself.
Even recognizing that you need to like unlearn stuff is such a big step.
Oh, yeah.
Because like even like it's so easy to like fake confidence and fake self-love these days.
Yeah.
And it's like, even though like you're faking it, but you want to, like your core values and like the core and like how you feel about yourself might never actually change. And it's so hard to like switch that.
Yeah. What was the moment for you that you feel like that switch?
I've tried to think about it. And I honestly, I don't think there was a time where I'm like, this is the day where I realized. It was just a very gradual thing for me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I noticed kind of little things would stop bothering me, and it all kind of, it wasn't like a one big thing. It was like little things would change, and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Like yeah. everything's gonna be okay.
It's yeah. Yeah. You make like small little adjustments every day.
Yeah.
And that adds up. Like I think people think that they need to like figure everything out all in one day or like all in one week or whatever.
It takes time.
Oh my God.
It's like, a lot.
It's a long ass process. And I think we'll all be like working on that for the rest of our lives.
Well, I think that's something that is also hard about it is like, I mean, for me personally, I have like the women in my family highly struggle still with genuine self-love and accepting their body as it is. Like all the women in my family are like, we're all a little bigger. And that's just, our family is revolved around food. We love food. We show love by making food. We love food. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Hell no.
It is what it is.
Food makes me so happy.
And there's still a lot of like rooted self-hatred in a lot of the women in my life. And it's really hard to kind of move out from that and still kind of be surrounded with that thinking yeah. while trying to step back yourself and also not wanting to like pressure those around you either to make this journey, because you kind of have to decide it for yourself. And it's so different for everyone. And I feel like that's something I had to like learn how to deal with. My mom and my sister, like we all have struggled with a lot of the same mental health issues and issues with our bodies. And we're all obviously at various different ages and at so many different stages in our lives. And it's so weird that like these three people who are family, who are so close, who have like share these issues, are at such different places with it and yeah. like knowing what to do with it.
Do you find that it's hard sometimes to connect with, you know, people who aren't at the same like stage as you?
I wouldn't say it's hard to connect. I just like, I sometimes have to just like not respond, or like when there's like self talk about like weight loss and stuff like that, like it's triggering for me a little bit,
because
it took me so long to get away from that mindset, that being around people who have that mindset, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's, but I also still want to be there to support like my family, right? Yeah. Like we're still close and love them, and they're doing their own journey with whatever's good for them. I'll never tell anyone that they need to do this to be the best version of themselves or whatever.
Totally.
Right? But yeah, so I definitely like had to set some boundaries where I'm like, just the majority of the time, like, I can't have you talk to me about this. I know in the past, like, I did as well, but I'm kind of at this place in my life, and it bothers me a bit. So I think setting boundaries with people around you is like, we set boundaries.
We do.
We are boundary setters.
Good for you, though, for saying that. It's hard, too. I know. Like, my mom and I struggle with the same OCD and, like, mm-hmm. thought patterns, and I love her so much. Like, she raised me basically single-handedly. And she's an amazing person, but it's like sometimes like being around her, it triggers me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not her fault, but it's hard when you're trying to work through your own stuff and it comes from your family. Like,
yeah.
you know, it's rooted from your family.
And
so
it's not their fault either, though.
It's not their fault, but you're taking it upon yourself to like create new healthy thought patterns for yourself.
Yes.
But you also want to see your family. Like, I feel like that's such a tricky thing
it
to
is.
Do.
It's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess setting boundaries, like that's a really good point, because I've had to, yeah, or like sometimes I'll fall into the trap of like being people's therapists too. But then, like you said,
we're
it's
healers.
Like,
we're healers. That's why.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Like, but it's like, that's not my job.
No,
it's not my job. And also, they didn't necessarily ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't put the pressure on yourself to do that.
Nope.
unless you want to, unless you really want to, and unless they're asking for it. And just, I guess, like, be okay with disagreeing, but mm-hmm. it doesn't have to become, like, a fight.
No. It can, and that's just a thing, too.
Yeah.
I think something I've learned, because I come from a family of very strong-headed people, and I'm a very strong-headed person with my opinions, whether they're right or wrong, just what, especially, like, growing up in, like, I grew up with a English professor. Like, my mom is a very stubborn person. My dad is a very stubborn person. They're both, like, their views on the world and stuff are very polar opposite. So getting, like, my opinion and, like, what I think out into the world is always something that was very important to me, like, growing up. And now getting to a place where I'm, like, I can have my strong opinions, but it doesn't need to matter as much as I thought it did. Like, being able to be okay with people existing and not agreeing with them.
Yeah.
It's, like, a big thing.
So my camera died, just so you guys know.
We're back.
And we're back.
We're fresh.
Yes. We had to get out of this hot room.
So hot.
Oh, so I'm sweating so bad. Like, literally, like,
You smell great.
I'm great. I'm glad. It's the Saltation Arrow. Not sponsored.
Could be.
Please sponsor me. This podcast is about, like, you know, I talk about my healing journey and I also ask my guests about their healing journey. So I
we're
would
healing.
Love to, we're all healing, you know, and it's a process and it's not linear and we're all trying our best. But do you want to talk about a little bit about your healing journey?
No. Yeah, I do. Okay. So
it could be with whatever you want to share. You don't have to share anything you don't want to share.
Well, I mean, so obviously body positivity and body acceptance, just everything that's grouped in with that was mm-hmm. obviously a very big part of my life and was pretty much my entire social media presence for a long time. And now it's not. And a lot of people are wondering why.
Yeah, I bet.
And we can talk about that, I guess.
Yeah.
I made like a little video kind of explaining why, and that was like kind of good enough for me and good enough for everyone. And it worked out. But as much good as it did and as many people as I helped and as like much as the experience like helped me get to where I am, having a social media solely dedicated to your body or your body type or bodies in general, positive or negative, takes a toll.
Absolutely.
And I didn't realize for a long time until this year. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of starting to go in circles now. Like, it was just like,
yeah,
I was, I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm was ready to get to a point of like body neutrality, which I think like working every, like there should be a balance of everything, like self-love, body positivity, body confidence, knowing your worth, and also being neutral about it.
Yeah, just being like good with it.
Yeah.
Accepting.
I think it depends on the day. And I really needed to work on like the body neutrality. Like I feel like every single day I needed to post and like I needed to show my body in a certain way. And again, it was showing it in a way that was hoping to help other people be comfortable with those parts of me that they might have had. But again, just having to think about your body in that way where it's like you're not even thinking about it as your body. It's more almost like a prop for the internet.
Yeah.
And like that's, I was sacrificing that part of me to help other people, which I was like, not good. Wasn't good for me.
Do you feel like at first when you started doing it, it was helping you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
And then after a while, it started to become not healthy for you anymore.
So I started doing body positivity because I like discovered the concept of body positivity on TikTok. Like that's kind of like when I realized I'm like, oh, this is like actually a thing. And like there weren't too many creators. And I'm like, I started going on that journey of body positivity. And it was kind of a way for me to like track that mm-hmm. and just like share it with people and whatnot. And I kind of got to a point where I was finally like, okay, I mean, we all have insecurities, like they never fully go away. And that's normal and that's fine. But I was in a good space. I was in a safe space with Kira Graves. And yeah, I feel like it got to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm good now. And now I'm just doing this because this is why people follow me. And I mean, I went doing content like full time. So I'm like, okay, now this is paying my paycheck. So I have to make sure this is like, money is a big motivator. And
totally,
that just became like the only reason I kept doing body positivity. And I was grateful for everything it brought me. I was grateful for the other creators that I met who do it. And I still think it should be content that's made and talked about. It's just not what I should be doing anymore.
Yeah.
And
like that your journey is moving on.
Yep. And you know, and that's okay. I lost like a lot of followers and I gained a lot of followers because this year's been like super up and down with like my content, right? I've been like,
I feel you.
I've been trying, like I haven't stuck to a single niche. I've just been like kind of creating, trying to find like the creativity in me again, as opposed to having to feel like enclosed in like this box, like this, especially on TikTok. Like if you have a niche, you have to stick to it or you will not reach anybody.
Period.
It's a thing.
It is.
And it's unfortunate. So I just started like not caring about that anymore. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to start creating stuff. And like, if I find videos that I have fun making and genuinely enjoy making, I'll stick with that, which it's taken like quite a few months, but I think I'm there now. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
I love your content.
Thank you.
And I just love who you are as a person. And I think like everyone who follows you too loves you for who you are. And, you know,
so
the
much.
People that were just like following you for your body or whatever and like don't care about your personality, like they're gone.
And that's fine.
And that's
fine. If that's why they were following me.
Exactly.
That's why they needed me. And if what I'm putting out there doesn't do anything for them anymore, that's okay.
Cool.
They're allowed to leave.
Yeah.
And like just because there's been so many creators that I loved in the past, but just I moved on from because it's not the kind of content I liked watching anymore. And
yeah,
I think that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
And now I'm finding new people that like this kind of stuff, and it's like super fun to like create like a new little community. Oh, if that makes sense, it's like
yeah.
just so fun.
I feel you. I feel like I literally like my journey with social media has been so similar this year as well.
Like, because, how long have you been doing YouTube for now?
2017. Like I posted like my first video in 2016,
okay.
and that was when my show Lost and Found came out.
Right.
And so those kind of like aligned together, and I was making a lot of covers and mainly that.
Yeah, and Billie Eilish and everything.
Billie Eilish knows me.
That's so crazy. We love Billie.
One day I'm gonna meet her, and she's gonna be like, "Why are you so familiar?" And I'm like, "Cause you liked my voice and my face and my eyebrows."
Did she say your eyebrows?
Yeah.
She should have good eyebrows.
Thank you so much.
You have such a great voice. You should sing more.
Thank you.
You should do more singing content.
Everyone,
if you're comfortable
says
with
that.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that like I lost a passion for.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever find it again, or do you want to ever find it again?
I do. I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think that, but it comes with the block that I'm at right now is songwriting.
Yeah.
Because I can do covers. I'm great at covers. I can sing other people's songs, but can I write my own song? And that's where I'm like really getting in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everyone's like, you should make music. You should do this. And it's like, I would rather speak from my own lyrics than like have someone else write a song for me.
Mm-hmm.
But writing a song seems so difficult.
I couldn't imagine.
I
am not musically inclined.
Yeah, like Lauren does it all the time so easily, and I'm just like,
so good,
dude, like how do you fucking do that? Like you're in the creative flow, but like I need to allow myself to be in that.
It's crazy.
Without judging myself and like being
yeah.
really nitpicky along the way, because you can't be. So yeah, that's like my roadblock with that.
I feel like there are so many like different outlets for people who write songs, because I used to follow like a lot of songwriters because I love music and I love like singer songwriter like style and like very indie based people who aren't super like relatively well known, and just like the different things that people need to do to like get to that point to be able to create a song. It's like so like vast for different people.
It is
like, do you think you just like lock yourself like in the woods in a cabin for like 2 weeks by yourself? And like, some people need to be like isolated. Some need to be like experiencing things all the time.
It's yeah. just, it's
intense.
So bizarre. Like
yeah.
the songwriting process, like it is not like what people think it is. Like you don't just like, something needs to crack in me and it hasn't cracked yet.
We're not all Lady Gaga. We can't like write Paparazzi in 2 minutes in the shower.
Literally. Like what? Like, it is crazy. But you know what? I will get there one day, and I have the intention for
Amazing.
It. So it will happen.
We're manifesting.
Yes.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
Where are we going with that?
I'm
having deja vu right now. I had a dream about this 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
I have goosebumps right now. Pause. That's so fucking crazy.
What? Can you
I'm
tell
not
it?
Even kidding.
Can you tell
this
me the dream?
This exact moment. Literally, because I have a lot of really vivid dreams, like all the time.
Yeah.
I manifest in my dreams. Like I have dreams that things have happened and things that will happen, like all the time.
Yeah.
I had this literally just my vision right now. This color I remember seeing in my vision. I was talking with somebody into a podcast. I don't even think I knew what a podcast was at that point. And I wrote it in my dream journal. I'm going to see if I can find it. I think it's at my mom's.
What?
That was so weird. That literally just hit me. And I'm like, I've done this before. And I'm like, 3 years ago, I was in my room. I woke up. It was a rainy day. And I literally wrote this down.
So what was
Stop,
what
so
was
weird.
Like what was the energy of like when you woke up, like what kind of feeling did you get?
I think
from
I was
it?
Confused.
You were confused.
It felt like a
were you
job.
Excited?
It felt like career based.
Oh.
It felt like a career based dream, which is weird.
Slay.
That's weird. And that's all I can remember now.
That's fucked.
I literally, there was like a screenshot that just happened and I was like,
yeah. And now it's gone.
We've been here. And yeah, now she's gone. That's weird. Wow. Sorry. Anyways.
This is a canon moment. What do they call it?
Canon event.
This is a canon event. This is literally a canon event.
See, this is where we need the Spider-Man outside the window. No.
Right? Like, what the hell? Where's the Spider-Man when you need
it? Where are the Spider-Man? That's.
Dude. That's
I
insane.
Literally got goosebumps. I'm like, I've been here. This is like literally a thing. We've done this already. Moments.
But that's like a good sign that like something is aligning right for you.
Whew.
A lot of stuff is aligning.
I need to smoke a joint.
Oh my God. Let's fucking do it, dude. Like,
wow. That was wild. What? I'm like all kerfuffled though. Like my brain is like all like thrown off.
Wow. That's wow. So cool. Did you know who I was in the dream? When you had the dream?
Nope.
Did you know who
I
was?
I don't think you had a face. I really don't think, I don't remember like a specific person. I remember the colors.
Did you watch the last episode of Safe Space?
What was the last one?
With my friend Eddie? Artist?
Yeah. Yes. I think I listened to the first half a little bit.
Okay, because we talked about
dreams. I just throw you on when I'm in the background. Oh. No, I don't think I heard you like get to the dream
Oh,
parts.
Yeah. We talked about dreams.
Weird.
And how like she was like, you need to get a dream journal. You need to write your dreams down because like
they all mean things.
Oh, my God. Like the dream I was telling you earlier, like that was like very significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it here, but.
Sorry, we're gatekeeping Kira's dreams.
Yeah. Not for everyone's knowledge, but anyways.
Yeah.
What were you about to ask me? You were about to ask me.
Yeah, something. Just like your stance on like what's your relationship with your dreams like throughout your life? Like are dreams like a Super Bowl? I told you I'm going to get weird. I get so awkward.
Okay, well, good question, Kayla. Thank you. You
know, yeah, thank you. I prepared that question.
You're interviewing me now on my own podcast. Well, you know what? I've actually always had chronic nightmares.
Really?
Yep.
My husband has. Yeah. Always.
I've always had nightmares, like, ever since I was
like
really young.
Like, night terrors or just, like, weird nightmares?
Nightmares and night terrors. Like, sometimes I would wake up sweating kind of thing.
That's me right now.
Literally,
that's
like
so
with
weird.
Cold sweats. Yeah, because I like grew up with a lot of anxiety and OCD, and like
you can just manifest it in your dreams.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But now that I'm like, I feel safer in my life. I have more neutral dreams. Good. For sure, and I find that in my dreams I will get messages for sure.
Yeah,
about like, you know, intuitive messages about
of
like
course.
My life, what I should do, what's the best next move, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. My edible dreams are like the total
edible
opposite.
Dreams.
Yeah, like after I take edibles, like the dreams I get after I take edibles. Oh, and I guess that context. Sorry. Can I talk about that on here?
Please.
Okay. Yeah. So
did you see? I have a whole episode about smoking weed.
I know. I there's boundaries. I just want to double check.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in Canada. It's legal. We can buy candy at the stores. It's fine. Which me and my husband pretty much take mostly every night. It's great for sleep, good for snackies.
Yeah.
And whatever. But I get the weirdest fucking dreams.
Really?
Like that don't make sense. Okay, so want to hear about my one dream?
I smoke weed every night.
Just edibles. Like smoking doesn't.
Oh.
It's yeah.
Okay.
Strange.
No.
We got cut off. We died or something.
It yeah. So we got high and our camera died. Or our my camera died, so we got high. And now I don't know what we're talking about, but like every 20 minutes we come back in this room to talk more, and then another 20 minutes we go out there in the cool room and talk without the microphone.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
We left off with dreams. High dreams.
I think we have to end the podcast.
Okay, sorry. Bye. This has been fun. Thanks for having me.
What high dream? Oh, the one you told me. The edible dream. The one where
Brad Pitt. I had a weird high dream, and it was about Brad Pitt, and we were like filming a movie. But we were in the movie. It's like we were existing within the movie, but I knew it was a movie, but everyone else was just in this movie universe, but we were actually actors acting, but our mindset was in the film.
Yes.
Anyways.
I get it.
The whole point of the movie was that we were supposed, Brad Pitt and I, obviously, we're supposed to end up together. And we just, everyone, like, no one said it out loud, but it was just embedded in our brain that that's how the ending was supposed to be.
You had to be with
and he was just
bad
so,
Pritt.
World War Z is a great movie. Have you watched that?
No.
I don't like zombie movies, but it's a zombie movie with Brad Pitt. World War Z. It's so good.
I don't like war or zombies.
No, it's not war. It's just World War zombies, but it's not like a real war. It's like end of the worldy. Are you not a spooky? Oh, you're a Taurus.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Does that have to do with anything?
No.
Am I not a spooky movie girl?
You should try World War Z.
I've watched spooky movies, but
like, do you like scary
the
movies?
Thing is. Sometimes, but the thing is, like, they get in my head.
Well, and if you have like past with night terrors and stuff too,
yeah,
that's fair. I understand.
Yeah, and then like, but I'll just start thinking like really dark. Like
yeah,
when I
it
watch,
gets you stuck into it.
Yeah, when I watch a scary movie, I'll start to think dark.
That's how
I don't want to do that.
No, that's how I feel with I like supernatural stuff. Like yeah. I love really scary movies, but like gore. It's not even that it scares me. It just makes me feel so yuck.
Yeah.
And I, like, even it will affect me for like a couple of days. Like the only like gory movies I've been able to watch is Saw, which even that is like gross. But like, I think I like the story, which is what brought me to it.
Ugh.
I don't do good with like gory shit.
Yeah, no. I mean, what's the point? Why are you watching that?
It's not good.
Like, I mean, no offense if you do watch it.
If you enjoy it,
fuck.
That's so good for you.
I don't give a fuck what you watch, but I am not watching that shit.
My brain is fucked up enough. I don't need a movie to do it to me.
Exactly. All of the scariest shit is already inside my brain.
Oh my God,
so angst. I don't need to take any more in.
She's an angsty teen.
I'm an angsty teen. Like, I'm an angsty 24-year-old. Am I 24? I don't know.
Yes. And you're 25. Oh, are you younger than me?
What are you, 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 99.
Oh, child.
I'm a baby. Okay, we should probably end this podcast because we will just keep doing this.
And we probably will after we turn the camera off.
And I'm gonna like hate editing how long this is, but it's gonna be so fun. No, I'm not gonna hate it. I'm gonna love editing this.
Love.
I'm gonna enjoy the hell out of editing this.
It's a sleigh mama.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be a sleigh mama when I'm editing it. Like,
this was so fun.
I know. Thanks for coming on.
I'm sorry I ranted about... I don't even know what I talked about. I don't remember. I blacked out what we just talked about.
I don't know what this whole... I don't know what we talked about, but whatever we talked about, I hope you enjoyed it.
This is so fun.
And please come on anytime.
I will.
Come over anytime. We can do this. Plug whatever you want to plug right now.
I can plug?
You can do a plug.
That's so exciting.
Of course.
At Kayla Zulik Russo. I mean, obviously, my TikTok is still active. I still post on there, but I am really trying to, like, put my main focus on, like, Instagram and YouTube. I just kind of like the short filmy feels vibe of Instagram. You know, it's, like, all that fun stuff. So, check it out if you like it. Give me a follow. If you don't, please don't. And be nice.
They will.
Do you know what I say at the end of my YouTube videos?
What?
Stay kind. Stay hydrated.
That's great.
And I'll see you in the next one.
Let's do it. Ready? One, two, three.
Stay kind, stay hydrated, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Love you. See you next week. A little kiss ASMR.
Thank you so much for being here today. This was so much fun.
You're good at it.
I know. I want to start a YouTube. I want to start an ASMR YouTube. But some people really don't, and they get aggressive over it.
You know what's funny is that, like, Lauren's job is to get clicks out of people's mouths.
Oh, she shouldn't work for ASMR artists.
No.
She would have no job.
Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kayla. I love you so much. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Have a great week.
Wait. So good.
Oh my God.
Well, you have fun with that.